You may have heard it said that true love can reach across both space and time. And for one family in the Upper Valley, some of the secrets of a 9-year courtship that have been hidden for 90 years are about to be revealed. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains.
Whenever you start a construction project, you never know what you'll find. Pull off a floor and there's rot underneath. Go try to string some wire and there's a joist in the way. And so when Jennifer Carter decided to work on her house in West Lebanon, New Hampshire, she was prepared for a surprise or two. But this?
So they were pulling all the plaster and lathe off the ceiling, and on that north wall, these letters just came flying out of the ceiling on his head. They were in these two big bundles.
They were two bundles of love letters, dusty and yellowed, but the ink and pencil lettering was still very readable. They were written about 90 years ago by Laura Johnson to the love of her life, Harold White. Harold was working for the railroad and traveling back and forth to Brattleboro while Laura wrote from the Upper Valley. And the letters span about 9 years before they were married, when she was courting Harold. Carter unwrapped one of the bundles and she read a few.
She writes, "My dearest baby, here I am, still up here, and expect to be until Tuesday. I will no doubt be home sometime Tuesday. We expect to go up to the mountains tomorrow, if it's a good day. You may think it's funny because I didn't write you yesterday, but I didn't get any letter from you, and that makes twice in 1 week. I like to get mail just as well as you." She wrote him apparently every day, and when she did not get a letter from him, she was not pleased, and she voiced her displeasure. I think she was very progressive for the time.
Carter was intrigued, and she did some sleuthing. She checked old census reports and looked through local records, and she found out that Laura Roberts was buried in West Lebanon and that she had a very large family, 11 siblings. She wondered if there were any family members still around who might like to see the letters, and she put the word out on some local Facebook pages. Within just a few days, she had connected with two grandkids who were living nearby.
"My name is Shannon Kivler. I'm a granddaughter of Laura Johnson White."
Shannon Kivler says it's been a part of her family's history, those 9 years when her grandmother worked to win over the heart of Harold White.
"I don't know exactly when, but he had gotten injured, and he felt that he was not a complete man and didn't want to give himself to any woman that he felt deserved more. So my grandmother stayed after him, and eventually she went out. And I'm here as proof."
The couple were married for 40 years, and they had 4 children. Kivler says the woman who found the letters lives in the house that was previously owned by her grandfather's family, and he probably stashed the letters under the floor and forgot about them. Kivler was really close to her grandmother. They both lived in White River Junction when Kivler was growing up, and she would stop by in the afternoon, sharing many, many hours together. And so it's been a little intense to find out of the blue, that there's a personal record from 90 years ago of someone who is so important to you.
"Just an amazing feeling, you know, knowing that you're coming so close to someone, even if it's just their handwriting and their paper, coming so close to someone's thoughts and feelings of someone that you cared so deeply for. So I struggled. I really struggled. I didn't sleep only but 2 hours the night that, you know, before I was to receive the letters."
After connecting through Facebook, Kivler contacted her aunt, her grandmother's last surviving daughter, who lives in Florida. She's coming back to New England in the spring, and she requested that the letters be put away so that she can be the first to read through them.
"It's amazing. Just emotional when I go back and think about them and how much I miss them. And of course, the letters bring up both sides of those emotions, the happiness and the sadness of them being gone, but can't take the good without the bad, I guess. So, yep."
Kivler says her grandmother's letters have been hidden away for 90 years, and so she'll just have to wait a few more months before she gets to read them. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in the Upper Valley.